East Coast Breakfast.
What is the best way to lose weight? According to Carmen, that is the most Googled thing in January of the year 2026. It's 7:23 right now on East Coast Radio. And Nick Roberts, an advanced dietetics coach with a BSc sports degree and is ripped, is in the room with us right now. Carmen was not, there was no hyperbole there.
No.
There was no exaggeration.
No.
Quite right that is prime human.
Yeah, no,
that we have with us right now. How's it, Nick?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, KZ.
Darren can't even look at Nick and like.
No, I know. Show him your boiled eggs now.
I arrived and Darren just kept on sucking in the stomach.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm so proud of. I mean, I used to be at that stage where I could rest my coffee on the top of my stomach here, and it's gone to a point where I can't rest anything on it.
It's a milestone.
It is a milestone.
It's a milestone. It's a milestone.
Yeah. So you here with us this morning? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great. Thank you for welcoming in. Yeah, it's lovely to be here today.
So you need to help, Darren, but also we've got a bunch of listener questions that you can ask about weight loss. But I want to say this, so I know Nick, obviously, and we're going to get to all of that now. But Nick, explain to us the work you do, because you don't just do diet, you don't just do exercise, you do a range of stuff. You also have a lot of qualifications. And what's great about you is you actually do the stuff yourself. You don't tell people, do this, do that. You actually talk about what you do and then do what you talk about, which is amazing. So tell us about what you do.
Awesome, guys. So, you know, it's a little bit of a mix. I've never been a PT, so I'm more specialized when it comes to, you know, dietics, nutrition, and so forth. So I work with a range of clients, you know, very diverse, broad. We've got an incredible also group of specialists in my corner. So we do a lot of medical cases all the way through to anyone that actually just wants to get in shape. Eh? So whether you're overweight or already fit, we cater for, you know, the whole client base.
So Carmen said earlier that the most Googled thing in Jan, or one of the most Googled things, is how to lose weight in Jan.
Correct.
So my question is, and I asked this to a PT the other day, is do you take new clients in Jan? Do they stay on for the whole year, or do you see like a massive decline by Feb on the 14th when they have to eat chocolates with their loved ones?
To be completely honest, generally everyone's poor from the December. So yeah. there's a bit of a break before it hits February. But yes, there's a massive influx of people coming for the quick fix. Not necessarily for the long term, but for the quick fix after indulging over the festive period.
Mm. So I have a few questions there from friends.
Awesome.
some friends who might have a little bit of some overweight issues, maybe a bit of a boop. How long realistically can people put for themselves to actually lose weight?
Yeah, I think realistically on a sustainable element, you're looking at about between 2 and 4 kgs a month. If we're looking at more sustainable, so over between an 8 to 12 week period, we're looking at about between 6 and 8 kgs. Again, it depends. It really depends on medical bloods, dependent.
Size.
And so it could be also dependent on size of the human. But yeah, it's realistically, you could probably lock down 6 kgs healthy and naturally over a 10 to 12 week period.
Okay, that sounds good. That's realistic.
But are you ready, Darren?
I'm ready. So ready. I'm starting with diet. So I'm starting with diet first. I heard that the 85% of weight loss is diet.
Mm. Yeah, 100%.
And so what I've done, help me here, okay? So what I've done, when I say I'm speaking first person for the questions that have been sent through, okay? So what I've done is I've halved my calorie intake. So when I eat cake every day, I only eat half the cake.
That's half the damage.
You know what I'm, so I'm doing good there, right?
Well, you know what? Most people that have the cake in front of them normally finish it. So you're doing a good deed by halving the portion, half the damage.
Carmen, you see, half the
cake.
No,
eating less is not going to help you.
Oh.
Ask Nick. He's okay.
All right. I've heard somewhere that if you do a lot of exercise in your dreams, you actually lose weight. Your brain doesn't know that you're sleeping. And you can lose weight. It gives you the chemicals to burn up.
It's actually a good question because there's a little bit of science behind that as well. So there's obviously a big difference between your active and your resting calories.
Yeah.
And we all have resting calories that occur. That's why a lot of people look at their watches at the end of the day and they've hit 1,600 calories resting.
Yeah.
But that's just to activate our general needs, making a cup of coffee, walking, driving, and so forth. Big difference between active calories. So unfortunately, you're not going to be losing anything.
I didn't think that one was.
Dreams.
I'm going to scratch that one out.
Your friends are interesting.
Yeah, your friends have many
next
questions.
Next question from your friends.
A very close friend of mine, Dave. Dave wants to know, Does it make? Oh, Dave thinks it's really, really helping him by eating with his non-dominant hand. Much less dexterity and will eat slower and you can be more purposeful that you're not messing. So it slows down the whole eating process. So he thinks...
Oh, absolutely. If he's battling with his non-dominant hand and he can't open that McDonald's wrapper, yeah. then we're good to go.
By the way, Nick Robert, I read your book, Dianetics, and the Modern Science of Mental Health. There isn't much in there about diet or exercise.
That's in my Scientology report.
Oh, is that the Scientology one?
Yeah.
Dietetics. My bad. I'll put that book down. Listen. I have, and Common has noticed this as well. So I've converted my diet. I don't eat rusks in the morning anymore. I used to have half a dozen of those.
Good start.
With a cup of coffee. So I'm down. I'm having two eggs and some mixed veggies there. And then I've cut out all the carbs.
It's weird.
No, the veggies in the afternoon after lunch.
Okay,
my first.
But the two eggs is not in. You're a big man.
Well, not big like
that. That's different kind
of. Dan, where's protein?
Protein is the eggs, and then I'll have eggs at night as well. We have a Nessois salad. And then there's tuna, and it's mostly tuna and veg, or tuna and salads, or eggs, or chickpeas, or leg, or what are the small
sprouts, beans, I don't know.
Yeah, all of that stuff.
Okay.
So it's coming through the fish and the eggs.
Yeah, you're probably under-eating already first.
Is it why I'm feeling faint?
That's what I've been saying.
Well, your body still requires. I mean, if you think about it, our body works like machines, basically. Mm-hmm. So it's the same as what car goes further, 50 rand in the tank or a full tank?
Yeah.
The body works the same regardless if you're trying to pick up weight or you're trying to lose weight as well. The body still requires fuel to burn more body fat.
So what I'm trying to do is replace my carbs with protein. Am I on the right track?
No, because you still need a driving force of glycogen to be restored in your body to give you energy. So if you are feeling tired during the day, there's probably a lack of carbs, but you can replace that with fats that you probably are already getting in your tuna, in your chickpeas, in certain protein elements. But is it enough is the question.
Well, I'm not feeling tired and weak. I am feeling, since the new diet, I'm just always hungry.
Yeah, so that's good. That means that your metabolism is at least increasing. You obviously eating regular meals, I hope.
Yeah.
But are you moving? Yeah. Are you getting your step count going?
Yeah, at least 10,000 a day.
Okay.
So that's
any form of training?
That's a lie.
Darren, I'm estimating you at least 100 steps a day, max. And that's from your car in the parking lot.
That's me on a Sunday, boy.
No.
It's me and my Anna have made it our thing. So I'll pick her up from work, and then we, there in Westbrook, we have a little route around our village that we take. We walk that every day.
Okay,
we get our steps.
Can just another question, and I'm glad you said this. For someone who's starting this diet, this weight loss journey, who's never done this, when you say to that person, you need to eat more to lose weight, it makes no sense.
Well, again, it's another mental conditioning aspect where the consumer generally thinks, and this is why a lot of people I do work with almost get taken back by when I kind of preach the fact that you need to eat the right foods regularly to spark your metabolism in order to burn active fat calories. So again, but a lot of people get confused between processed food and healthy food. So it's about being able to understand what food goes in that's quality, and that's going to give you the correct results, nutrient base as well as results in your physique.
So where does someone like Darren, who's starting this new in January and is not
4 days,
have 4 days, doesn't have any expert help and just doing it out of their own minds, what advice would you give them? Where do people start?
Well, I think there's so much free information out there, guys, that I think a lot of people lack accountability. I think that's the biggest thing. That's what gives me business, is there's so much information out there, almost too much information, that it kind of gets you to a point of where to start. But I think, you know, firstly, start to learn portion control, half your portions, start to focus on adding your carbs around your workouts, not late night snacking. And I think if just find a balance, you know, go on YouTube, go on Google, find the necessary information, the foods that you enjoy that you can put together that will lead to a sustainable journey.
So what I'm finding is there are a couple of bad habits that I wanted to eliminate. And I have done that for 2 weeks now. So the first one is obviously the big rusks in the morning to fill you so you can get through the day. And I've replaced that. And it's also, you're right, those snacks at night. I need, you know, those bickies at night and just in a...
Any motivation for people other than Darren, because this is not your consult, Darren, what motivation would you say to people that are struggling, that are scared to start, that don't know where to start? But just give people a bit of insight, because there isn't a quick fix and there isn't a simple solution. You really got to put in the work, right?
Yeah, guys, well, remember, it's a lifestyle change. It's not a quick fix. It's not an 8 weeks. So, mm-hmm. you know, advice to the listeners out there is, don't put more pressure on yourself. Don't put more high expectation like the world requires of us. Find a balance, research, and just start somewhere. Even if it's simply by drinking 2 liters of water a day, just to get your fluid and hydration. Cut back on some portions and start moving. Simple, less expectations. A lot of people get a lot of anxiety walking into gyms. They get intimidated. So, guys, just find a balance. And just try and apply yourself.
I'm going to ask a quick one, because lots of people have accused many people of using these products, even though they go to gym and do the hard work. All these new drugs that you get to inject yourself with, and then people starve themselves and get skinny quickly. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I think there is a lot of quick...
Oh, there you go.
Sorry about that. There is a lot of quick fixes out there, guys. And I think that, you know, when you are looking at pens, there's a range of pens from your Saxenda, Ozempic, all the way through to Mounjaro, Tirzepatide, and Retatrutide. And again, there is a positive space for this, but it is specific for type 2 diabetic patients, as well as people that are morbidly obese that have issues with losing weight. So, you know, there is a place, you know, there's a place for many medical solutions, but I think the way people are using it these days, especially the younger girls, I don't think it's positive, leads to under-eating, which leads to a decrease in bone density and a lack of deficiency across the board.
Advice there is to only use in conjunction with your doctor.
Correct.
And then are there certain foods that are more fattening at different temperatures?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
It's okay. It's not my question.
No, that's a great question, because I wonder that. So I have a question. Most people want to know why they gain weight really quickly and then it takes people forever, or they feel like they're struggling to lose the weight.
Well, I always look at this. You know, if I'm working with someone overweight, it's taken, you know, quite a lot of work to get there, you know, of some really good food. So it's also going to take quite a lot of time to get rid of those, that conditioning of eating, you know, unhealthy-based food. So, yeah, so that's a baseline.
And then we have to talk to you about this one. I think you guys in the industry call it IF.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on...
So intermittent fasting, it's no magic trick. I'll try to be brief on this. But basically, intermittent fasting, it opens up an eating window between 12 and 8 every single day. It may and can cause a process called autophagy. Basically, what is a regeneration process, regenerates your cell, helps with blood glucose and insulin sensitivity. And it basically allows you to not snack as much. And I think, again, it's positive for those that, one, don't like to eat in the mornings, and it allows them to have that break during the day on snacks. But please note, with IF, you still have to get in your macros, whether you're in a deficit or a surplus, and they need to be between the eating window. So some people, it will be advantageous, where others it wouldn't.
Nice. Okay.
That's the IF thing.
Yeah. can I just hit you with one more thing? When someone says to you that you can be losing weight but be unhealthy...
Yeah, well, again, it's under-eating. Remember that our bodies do require a baseline of protein, fats, and macros. So our body requires a certain amount of food, not to just move, but also to be productive, dependent if you are an active person or not. So under-eating, it's going to make you initially lose weight, but you are going to fall into complications, loss of bone density, a decrease in muscle loss as well.
Mm. All right. And Nick Robert, an advanced dietetics coach. Thank you, Carmen, for bringing
I think
big
you
muscular
guys
friend
can chat
in today.
Afterwards.
He's brought supplements
I work
as
with
well.
Nick, so I know he's great.
For us. So, we could talk to you for hours and hours and hours. Where can we get a hold of you if anyone listening right now wants to get a hold of you?
Guys, so we're on Instagram at ECTFit, and our website is www.ecdfit.com. DM, email, register online, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Nick Robert, merci.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.